Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and a wonderful afternoon to each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me here on The Lion. I'm your host, David Matthew Brown. For those of you joining us for the first time, welcome. And to my friends out there in New Zealand and Australia that tune in, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to The Lion. The Lion is an intentional show intending to bring forward guests from all over the world and groups that are doing good on the planet so we can talk about their journey and what their journey looks like and all the wonderful work they bring to the planet. For those of you that are interested, you can go to Amazon.com, or if you live around or near a Barnes & Noble, you can go there too and get two of my books, The Book of Life, The Heart Opening, and 90 Days of Heat, Freedom Through Moksha, which is based on my 90 straight days of hot yoga and how it transformed my life and healed me with certain things that were going on at that time in my life. So as always, I'm always excited to bring on guests that are making a difference on the planet and doing it in extraordinary ways. And this is no different than my guest that I'm about ready to introduce right now. She's an incredible shaman, goddess, healer. She is just a wonderful human being and spirit on this planet, and I'm excited to have her on. She has so much to talk about. Her writing is incredible. Her work is incredible. And so without further ado, I want to welcome Glendys on The Lion. Welcome.
Hello, David. Thank you. Thank you for that. How are you?
Well, welcome. And whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm in Argentina. I'm in Buenos Aires, Argentina, right now.
Wow. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking space and time out of your busy schedule and joining us here on Easter Sunday. And The Lion, I appreciate you. Let me just start off with you and your journey into your healing modality. I mean, on your bio, you reference at the age of 25, a lot was happening. So can you share that with our listeners just about your experience?
Sure. Well, my story started like maybe 4 years ago. I was studying fashion merchandising, and I was halfway into my career, and I started to question myself, and I started to question a lot of the things that were happening to me back then, and just kind of like, you know, is this the right decision? Am I supposed to be doing this? I had turned 25 at that time. So my best friend, Jeanette, she said to me, well, you know, you should read this book called Many Life, Many Master by Brian Weiss. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and do that because there was a lot of stuff going on at the same time. I had to start a new job, and I felt a lot more responsibility coming through. So I went ahead and read the book, and after 3 days I was done, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this book is amazing. You know, it talked about past lives, ascended masters. It was everything. I was like, this is it. This is exactly what I'm looking for. And that's how I started into my search. So, yeah. So then I also started to read a little bit about Rumi, the poet. And I fell into, shamanism a little bit. I read about it, and also Buddhism. And at that time, I was watching videos for Abraham Hicks videos. I don't know if you ever heard of it. I'm sure you have. In the Law of Attraction. And I was kind of like so amazed by the channeling work he was doing. You know, obviously the actual context of the download was amazing, but also the work, you know, just channeling information. I was like, I want to do that. How can I do that? Right. So I started to go to bed. And laying down, and I was just like, I'm going to try this out. So I started to fall into meditation, or what I thought it was meditation at that time. And, you know, it was really hard for me the first time. So I was just, I just want to tap into this, and I don't know how. So I started to breathe. And as I breathed, I was kind of breathing. The first time I felt like this light opening at the top of my head. And that was it. That's all I got. No voices, nothing. No information, nothing. So a few times in it, then as I practiced more and more, everything started to open up. Like me, my intuitive self started to open up, and I started to feel other energies, kind of feel other presence not only me, but also other voices. And that's how I kind of woke up into my empath side. So then when this happened to me, I was really excited. I was just like, okay, this is what I need to do. I'm going to do this process over and over again. I'm going to concentrate, deep breath, open up that big light on the top of my head. I didn't even know what it was at that moment, at the time. And just information started to flow. And at the beginning, it was the angels. I didn't know it was Archangel Michael, but it was just angels. And I started to channel that information. And they were telling me things like, you know, you're going to write a book and you're going to help humanity. And I was just so, at the moment, I was just so surprised that that was even happening to me that I couldn't even think about what they were telling me or even read it again. So there was a lot of stuff going on. I had, at the same time, I had gotten a new job, more responsibility, and it was just kind of everything at once, a lot of stuff at the same time. And in the, I spent maybe 3 or 4 weeks actually doing this process. And as I did this, I also noticed that I started to feel and sense energies outside of me, not only within me and the voices that were coming through from higher realms, but also other voices, kind of like darker voices. And, you know, they were not very friendly. And obviously, you know, some of them were my inner fears and some of them were my inner thoughts, negative thoughts, and my own darkness. But a lot of them were around me. And I started to, I remember I was just kind of like at nighttime, I was working on in school stuff, and I was in the living room of my house all on my own. And I could just see the shadows like around me. And I was like, oh, you know, it's really freaking me out. I was just really scared. So, I mean, I was just, what is happening to me? I thought I was going crazy because, you know, nobody understood what was happening. I was just like, I felt like nobody would understand. I really didn't look for outside help. My parents didn't believe in that. They were just, you know, I didn't talk to them about it. So, you know, I started to feel very, like a lot of pressure because I wanted to expand on, you know, my intuitive self, but I didn't know how. And then these dark energies were kind of telling me things that I didn't want to hear. And I didn't know how to deal with it. So I just went to school. I was so stressed out and so overwhelmed. I went to school and I quit. I said, I can't study anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore.
Wow.
I quit my job that I just started. Yeah, that I just started into because I just was like, I feel that I acted out of a lot of the stuff out of fear, but it served its purpose. I feel that if I wouldn't have done it that way, I wouldn't be in the place that I am today. So
definitely,
I quit school, I quit my job, and I told my mom, I need a break. I took a 3-month break and I felt into what I felt like a conscious rebirth. And I did a lot of inner work. You know, I started to go deeper into my internal chatting, my internal voices. And the dark aspect, in my family, there's a lot of, like, my grandmother, she works with spirits. So she was able to help me with that, you know. So she was able to kind of, like, guide me to a safe place within me that I could, you know, recover from that, because they were obviously bothering me. You know, they were obviously kind of like, I was fully open, empath, you know, into just feeling everything. And I had no definition of any of good, bad, is this right or wrong? Am I supposed to talk to them or not? How am I going to get rid of them? It was not happening. So after that, I took 3 months off and I started to channel a lot more. I went into Reiki circles. I did meditation, group guided meditation. I was presented to the Ascended Masters. I did the Violet Flame, just a lot of metaphysics. And then it came to a point that I felt, okay, you know, this is great, but I need to move on. I need to go into my next stage. What is it that I need to do? And the question that kept coming up was like, what am I meant to do? What is my mission? What am I here for? It wouldn't stop. It would just constantly be presence. And everyone that I would encounter, it was that was just, I didn't want to know anything else. It's just all I wanted to know, what am I here to do? So a year and a half ago, I did went back to school. I graduated. And a year and a half ago, I decided to become a full-time healer. And after that, well, I created Luminica, which is pretty much my teachings, my healings, all the information that I have downloaded, that I have brought with me from past lives, that I have kind of like awakened within me, all that information mm-hmm. is Luminica. And the first things I came through when I started my healing work and to ask for guidance was DNA activation. So that's how I was presented to DNA work and light codes and light frequencies and awakening the essence within. And through another friend of mine, I was presented into shamanism. And now a year and a half after, I'm here.
Beautiful. There you go. What I want to bring up with you, because you mentioned it briefly, was can you talk a little bit to the listeners about what it means to deal with that shadow or the darkness within us? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I feel that there's different – I feel that we're all dealing with it in a way or not. Unconscious or not, we're already there. A lot of us are confronting or are dealing with our shadows every day, all the time. We're there with our own demons inside. And a lot of people like myself that are empath and that are very intuitive, they not only feel them within themselves but also around them. And it's something that can get you a little bit confused if you don't know what is your path or what are you supposed to do. To my understanding, if you feel this, if you're an empath, if you're an intuitive, you have a gift. And that was the message for me. You have a gift, and this gift has been given to you. You brought this gift with you since you were born. So many of us choose to develop it and many not. And this shadow self that we have, it's kind of like that aspect of us that is, some people call it the ego, but it's like this darkness that we've been presenting through just many generations, lifetime after lifetime, of being confronted by just fear-based thoughts, different dimensions. This is a shaman's work, pretty much. This is what shamans do. They heal that aspect. They help you to kind of like for you to navigate through your dark side, you know, embracing your shadows. And obviously the other aspect, which is what you feel outside, entities, demons, or however you want to call it, ghosts, all this spirit world, fourth dimension, all this is there. It's constantly around us. It's just that most of us don't see it. We're not able to tap into it fully.
And the importance for our listeners in embracing or going into or looking at that shadow, that darkness, is what?
The importance is helpful. It truly is helpful to look into your dark side. It really has so much insight. It really has so much to give. It brings you into a new consciousness. Every time that you tap into your dark aspect, you're tapping into a side of you, an aspect of you that is in search and in need of attention and your love, pretty much. It's in need of your it's in need of your embrace, of you to love it, of you to bring it into the light and accept it and do the work. You go and do your inner work. And I feel that if you're able to do this in your life, you really fall into a higher place of being, of presence. And it's just it's wonderful because it opens the door for so many other opportunities, and it brings forth so much love into your own life and into your own person. And it's just expansive, completely expansive.
So when, for example, a person is to contact you with the type of work that you do, what is it that they are in agreement with you that you do? What is the type of work that you do with an individual that comes to you?
Well, first it's because I do what is called conscious awareness work, and then I do light energy clearing. You know, in order for us to come in contact with our dark side, our dark aspect, we can do it in different ways. But pretty much what I do first is that I clear whatever it is interfering the person with getting in touch with that side, because sometimes we're not aware of it. So I create a heart-to-mind connection, and I open space for the person to get cleared. So we clear whatever it is maybe around you. We clear whatever it is that might be bugging you. We clear any situations that might be coming up into your life. And then we go into the deep work, into clearing and healing our wounds, because that's where our fear-based thoughts are. That's where our darkness is, in the wounds that we have and that we're carrying through many lifetimes and through our experience on this planet. And that's why I put them through a process. Everyone is different. Everyone has a different process. But I'll say that the first thing I'll do, I do a light clearing, and we remove anything from around them, anything that I could sense and see that is blocking them from their potential.
Beautiful. And so when do you do, is your work, they don't have to go to Buenos Aires, right?
No.
To do work with you, I mean, you can do long distance, right?
Yes, I can do long distance, definitely. Yeah, we're everywhere, so we can definitely, I can tap into energy and able to work with them from far, definitely. Yeah.
So... explain to the listeners, because some listeners that we have on the show are just kind of getting into the work, and some of them are just doing the work themselves. So there are many different definitions out there about what a shaman is and what a shaman does. From your
yes.
perspective, what does a shaman actually do?
The shaman is the healer. I feel that the shaman is the connection with your roots, is that person that heals all. It heals the heart, it heals the spirit, it heals the mind, the soul. It's just all oneness within. I feel that when you feel the call of the shaman, you feel the call of your inner guidance to heal and embrace your own self. That's how, for me, what a shaman does. It really does, and it's encompassing. It's an encompassing work, you know. Shamans don't only work with the light. It's not only light work. It's not only let's meditate and, you know, and try to, like, ascend or, you know, go into another dimension. No, the shaman does the work. It does the hard work. It does the work of going into the dark, seeing what's going on there, seeing what's bothering you, seeing your own fears, seeing your own darkness, your own shadows, and doing the work, you know, passing through those layers and experimenting them and doing the emotional work and bringing that out, you know. And it's also guidance. I feel shamans are guides of spirit and guides of the planet, very much so, to come into Earth into a different way, to really connect to your roots, connect to your humanity in a loving way, and come back to her and embrace her for who she is, which is the mother, the divine mother. That, to me, is what shamans do. That's the work that we're doing.
I like that. I like the way that you describe that. I brought that up because sometimes when you go on social media, for example, Facebook, there are two things that always stand out that always kind of drive me up the wall. The person that claims to be the shaman or the person that claims to be a tantric master. So it's good to figure out how we can kind of help people on the show that are new that might not know the real deal, what the real deal is like, correct? So it's
right.
Good to kind of put it out there so that the people listening can go, oh, you know what, like, I resonated with this person, and what Glendy is saying is perfect. Oh, that makes sense now. Now I can go to this person, or I can go see her, or, you know. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. How can people get a hold of you and potentially see you as a client? What is your website?
Well, they can go through my website. It's luminicahealing.com, and I'm also on Facebook. My first name, last name, Glendis Morales, and they can look into Luminica Healing also. I'm there. And they can just, you know, write me and ask me any questions I'm able to answer. I know that a lot of information, there's a lot of information out there. And it's all well as long as you resound with it. And I, my website, I explain, you know, all the services that I do and how they all kind of like combine, because when we have a session and one-on-one session, we combine all the services to help you to kind of like be able to cater it to whatever it is that you need, because we're all coming into different things. We're all going through different aspects of our being and in different awarenesses. So we all should be treated with that same, from that place, you know?
Definitely. Yes, and for my listeners, I've had the pleasure of experiencing Glendy's work, and one of the things that I really like about her work, just like a couple other people I've mentioned on the show, is I do kind of like her no BS style and and her work. In her work, it's really, it's actually really quite refreshing. So if you do get a chance and you do feel like you're being called right now on this wonderful Easter Sunday, and you want to get a hold of her during the week, or maybe you come back and you listen to the show again and you're hearing her words and her work, and you want to do that, go to her website, catch her on Facebook like she talked about. Glendis, before I let you go, I always have a question I ask my guests, so I'm going to ask you the same question. If you, at 5 years old, your five-year-old self, was to walk into the place that you are now, whether you're in a room or wherever you're at, what would you tell her?
What would I tell her?
Yeah, what would you tell your five-year-old self?
Oh, you're amazing. That's what I would tell her.
Funny.
I would just tell her, you're amazing. You're amazing. And I would give her a high five. She deserves it.
That's great. I love that. I love that. It's funny because I asked that question of the guy that started those TED Talks, and he was on my show, and I asked him that question, and he said, "The bathroom is to the right." That's what he would have told his 5-year-old self, and I was like, "Okay, all right. Well, that's effective.
No,
and that's fun." Yeah.
I'm here thanks to her. So definitely. Kudos, and I would just give her a hug, and she's amazing. So I love her.
Well, you're amazing. Your work is amazing. I love what you bring to the planet and how you hold yourself on this planet as well in high regard. I know that your time is precious. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yes, I would like to tell them that we're here and that we're here for them, that this is the purpose of us being on this plane, to help them, not to be afraid, to come out and cross the boundaries and cross those fears and just ask and, you know, just give themselves the opportunity to come out of wherever they are and shine, because that's what we need. You know, we need them to shine. We need love to come through. And I'm calling them actually to do so. I feel it's great. And we all have our own special way. So, you know, you're no less. And that's it.
Beautiful. Do you have anything coming up for people to know about?
Events. I'm in Argentina now, but if I'm in Miami, I'll definitely have some events coming up. But no events for now.
So fantastic. We can connect with Glendis on Facebook so you can read about some of her upcoming events. Go to her website and enjoy and read about her work. She does have some writings that she's working on, so hopefully we'll see that soon. Glendis, it's always a pleasure having you on the line. Thanks for joining us here on Easter Sunday.
Thank you, David, for having me. You're a loving soul, and I'm always here for you, as always.
Well, thank you so much, and we will talk soon rather than later.
Yes, we will. Thank you, guys, for listening.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
That was Glendy's joining us here on The Lion. I am your host, David Matthew Brown. We'll be joined on April 17th by another practitioner named Grace Diaz, and she's going to talk to us about the goddess, about the feminine, and all sorts of wonderful things in relation to that. So please join us on April 17th. I believe the show's up to 11:30 just to fit in with her schedule. She's in Colombia, so she'll be calling in from there. Again, if you want to learn any more about me and my work, you can go to Facebook, you can go to 90 Days of Heat, or you can go to David Matthew Brown and friend me, add me, do all that great stuff. I post anything that I'm up to on that site. Also, you can go to Amazon and just Google my name. You could type in David Matthew Brown and get my two books, The Book of Life, The Heart Opening, and 90 Days of Heat, Freedom Through Moksha, based on my 90 straight days of hot yoga. And on this wonderful Easter or a day, however you celebrate this day with your family, may it be with peace, love, and many blessings. Thank you so much for tuning into The Lion. As always, I am David Matthew Brown. We are in this and on this planet together. May we bring forth compassion, kindness, and love. And may we stand up for each other and roar. And may we stand up for those that maybe not be able to stand up for themselves. So God bless each and every one of you. Tune in back into The Lion on April 17th when we'll have Grace Diaz on. God bless.